It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. We are KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6 o'clock, and it's Wednesday, the 27th day of May. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 66 degrees.
Not a lot of traffic on the roads. I'm Heather Kelly.
The coronavirus, your money, and security. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Families are tallying up the cost of the pandemic. Spending on food is way up, but spending on daycare, obviously way down.
The coronavirus, your money and security. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Amanda, 45% of Americans say the pandemic has cost them money. Spending and savings habits have changed a lot. Prices have gone up at the grocery store, so Americans are spending more on groceries and cleaning products and food delivery. They say their kids eat a lot while they're at home, but they're spending less on eating inside restaurants. TD Ameritrade says, yes, working from home means no daycare, but people are spending more money on entertainment and streaming services and more devices and more backyard equipment, even new pets. We are saving money on vacations, though, and more Americans say they realize they do not have enough in an emergency savings fund. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Believe it or not, despite the concern, suicides and suicide attempts are actually down in Utah since the pandemic began. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with that story. John?
Yeah, Tim, many experts expressed serious concern that the COVID-19 pandemic would cause a spike in suicides, but at least here in Utah, officials say the numbers are down since March. Michael Staley, Suicide Prevention Research Coordinator with the Utah Medical Examiner's Office, says reports of suicide ideation are down about 24% since the Stay Home, Stay Safe directive. Over that same time, reported suicide attempts are also down about 8%. That's when comparing it to the preceding period. He says some of the reasons for the lower rates could be in part because of increased social solidarity. For example, those who have lost jobs likely know others who did too, which can soften the blow. Now, officials warn the situation remains fluid, though, and they don't know what will happen when people stop receiving enhanced unemployment benefits. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
We're starting to get information from the antibody tests in four Utah communities over the past couple of weeks. Early numbers indicate the number of people infected is much higher than thought. Draper Mayor Troy Walker.
Once we get the data collated and can figure out what it means, I think we can start to understand, you know, how widespread has it been.
Statewide, 4.3% of those tested for COVID-19 have come back positive, while 11% of those tested for antibodies have come back positive.
States reopen, and apparently so does the pandemic. KSL's top national stories. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, 14 states are seeing increase in new coronavirus rates as the country reopens. Some of that comes from increased testing, but lax social distancing is also being blamed.
Our mental health is as important as our physical health, so we need to live in community. We need to have fun. We need to have laughter.
California allows in-store shopping and religious services starting today. An Associated Press survey finds only half of Americans say they would get a coronavirus vaccination if one becomes available. One in five say they would refuse, with others saying they're not sure. The vaccine's safety is the main concern. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And the death of an unarmed black man under a police arrest led to violent protests in Minneapolis Tuesday. This protester telling WCCO,
"It's real ugly. The police have to understand that, you know, this the climate they have created."
Four officers fired after George Floyd died after being pinned on an officer's knee. The FBI is investigating. And the forecast looks better for this afternoon's first ever launch of two American astronauts aboard a commercial spacecraft in Florida.
This is a unique moment.
NASA's administrator calls a joint effort between his agency and SpaceX historic. President Trump plans to attend the launch, which is also the first time in nearly a decade astronauts launch from U.S. soil. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
A deadly Memorial Day weekend in the Beehive State. KSL TV's Brittany Tate reports there were seven people killed.
Memorial Day weekend kicks off what law enforcement officials call the 100 deadliest days, as there are so many fatalities on Utah roadways. There was a lot of speeding out there, but not just speeding. We're talking high speeding, more than 100 miles per hour in a significant number of cases. We talked to troopers who say they haven't seen this type of rush in their entire careers.
Troopers say they issued 119 tickets and warnings to people going over 100 miles an hour.
After a spike in human-caused fires already this year, firefighters are asking the public to make sure they're putting out their campfires. Utah State Forester Brian Cottom says there have been four times as many fires this year from last year, and people cause 95% of them.
None of these fires need to happen. And so all of the costs, all of the expenses that we pay through our tax dollars, federal government, state government, and yes, local government, they don't need to happen.
Hot and dry weather conditions have firefighters prepping for an above-average fire season.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. For the next 7 days, temperatures along the Wasatch Front are going to be warmer than normal for this time of year.
I would say the heat wave is really going to begin on Friday. That's when the temperatures soar into the middle 90 range. So that means our temperatures are going to be close to 20 degrees above normal or above average. So get set for the extra hot weather. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's going to still be into the lower 90s and remain extra warm for the first of next week.
Grant says down in St. George, they're expecting triple-digit temperatures all the way through the weekend.
Coming up.